This is Temple View, a feature service of WRTI News.
Years ago, snack time in elementary school meant a graham cracker and a half-pint carton of milk eaten at a little desk. No vending machines, no choices, no variety. Since then, a lot has changed, including a sharp rise in the number of children who are overweight and the number of children who have type 2 diabetes. Dr. Lorraine Katz is a pediatric endocrinologist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. She's the chief investigator in the Today's Study, an ongoing five-year study of 750 children. Today stands for Treatment Options for Type 2 Diabetes in Adolescents and Youth.
This is the first of its kind study for the treatment of type 2 diabetes in young people, and this will be a landmark study. So we are looking for young people between the ages of 10 and 17 who are within 2 years of the diagnosis.
The Today's Study will last until 2009. One option will include having a personal assistant to reinforce the healthy lifestyle measures, including diet and exercise, all study participants will learn about. Dr. Katz says overweight and family history have put more and more children at risk for diabetes, in addition to the growth in the number of children diagnosed with it.
In the early 90s, it was very rare to see type 2 diabetes, and currently we are seeing between 35 and 40 children newly diagnosed per year with type 2 diabetes, but we are seeing many, many more who are at increased risk for type 2 diabetes because of family history and because of overweight.
The Today's Study will use what's called the traffic light diet. Dr. Katz says there hasn't been long-term research published on a particular weight loss diet for growing bodies with type 2 diabetes. The traffic light diet of green, yellow, and red foods was chosen for its proven success in weight reduction in adolescents, who present a host of health concerns and needs different from adults.
It's to reduce high-fat foods and simple sugars. It's not specifically a low-carb diet.
Next time on Temple View, some research into using the Atkins diet with overweight type 2 diabetic adults. I'm Meredith Duddleston, WRTI News.